My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, raring to go on hour number two of Gwen and Chris. Welcome back to the program. 3:01 is the time, thanks to Sammy Levitt. Checking in with us down in Peoria. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios here in rainy San Diego, California. Coming up, the Daily Gambit. Also in this hour, we'll have a Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Always fun to see Scraby struggling through that. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That was strong.
That's my fan club.
Yeah, that sounds like when they introduce my name refereeing a basketball game, I get a similar response. Yeah. I'm used to that. Anybody wonder why we do the Daily Gambit every day on the program? The American sports betting industry expanded, reaching a high water mark in 2023, posting a record $10.92 billion in revenue, according to the American Gaming Association's annual report. That is $10.9 billion in revenue.
That's what they gained.
That's what they gained. For all of you out there who never lose a bet, they somehow won nearly $11 billion on you people wagering on this stuff.
It honestly is one of the smartest things we've ever done on this show. Because all three of us are not people who gamble at all. Yet, we do this every day because
everybody out there does.
I love paying attention to it. Not necessarily going to put down money.
It actually is fun to pay attention to because there's usually some craziness going on in there that's fun to talk about.
Yeah. It's unbelievable how much money. The handle, which means this is how much was bet last year, according to the American Gaming Association, $119 billion. That was wagered last year.
And not every state has it.
It's not even legal, right? Yeah, in half the states.
So that's just what's legal right there, I'm assuming.
Yes.
That's not even the black market of gambling.
Right, they're talking about the fact that Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, Nebraska, and Ohio all legalized gambling last year. So that allowed for the increase, five new states.
So that's all legalized,
That's right. There's another, how many billion bet that we don't know about?
Yeah. There's probably more.
Yeah,
billion bet. That's
probably
that we
right,
can't keep Tony. Track of.
Having said that, please gamble responsibly, and let's get into today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but the 5 plus 7 model,
for
why is
football?
It the lamest name of all time?
Because it's...
12?
Because college football came up with it.
I mean, there's 12 teams, so 5 plus 7. It's like, really?
Well, I think it's to highlight the top 5 conference winners.
Plus champions, the 7
And then
other
the 7
best.
Others.
The 7 SEC teams that they're going to give
I know Kirk Kennedy told us that it's a good thing for San Diego State. It just, I'm jaded at this point.
I am too.
It feels like a trap.
Yeah, Kirk's trying to tell us that the 5th champion... If it is San Diego State from the Mountain West, they would have a chance to get into the playoff under those circumstances.
Well, the Pac-2 is no longer a Power 5.
That's right.
No.
No, they're not.
Figure that out.
they're a Power
the
2.
Pac-2. I do love it when they reference it in articles, the Pac-2.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not actually a thing.
And it's not a positive thing
either,
by the way.
Congratulations to the Pac-2. They announced a new commissioner today. There's
How
a job.
How about that?
There's a job for somebody.
They were not happy
Who
with the old commissioner.
Who takes on the sinking ship that's the Pac-2?
I don't know, but she got it was a woman. She got a lot of accolades. I mean, everybody, you know, oh, man, she's great. She might be great. She just doesn't have anything to do.
I tell you what, if she pulls this off, I mean,
yeah,
whoever
right.
the last commissioner was that lost all the teams,
yeah,
you just
George
want to do the
something or other.
You want to do the opposite of that at
yeah.
this point.
Klavikos?
It was a
something
tough
like that. You know, I'm not going to try because I'll
yeah,
butcher it.
Not
all right, here's some of the bets that we made on Friday, and the first one would be the Longhorns against USD in baseball. Longhorns were -2.5. 2.5.
2.5.
2.5, man!
5 plus 7, I thought you said.
2.5 run spread. So, Chris and Tony chose USD. I chose Texas. Texas won. And they won by 4, 7-3.
Yeah.
USD was the second
right
game
in that series.
Yeah, they did.
USD won one of the 3 games, but apparently they led all 3 games.
Oh, okay.
Down there, so
they got a good coach.
Yes, they do.
Brock Ungerich.
That's right.
I didn't want to say it because I wasn't sure. I would say I almost said Ungerich or something.
You
know, I don't even know.
I got you, Doc.
Aztecs one. Basketball team. They played New Mexico on Friday.
What's going on?
I don't know. Aztecs were favorites in the game, Chris. I kind of was in and out on this one. I think they were favorites.
Aztecs
in the game.
Were favored by 6.
6. So you guys chose the Aztecs, right?
Yes, we
I chose
did.
New Mexico.
No,
I was wrong.
We didn't. Or no, I didn't.
You chose New Mexico. I chose
I
New
took
Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yes.
I thought it'd be a closer game. The Aztecs impressed me, and
yeah.
kudos to what is it, Saunders,
yeah.
the kid off the bench.
Yes.
I mean, you know, first he started all year, and then they took him out of the starting lineup. Comes off the bench the other night, scored 8 points in about 6 seconds.
Caught the lob from Bird.
Lob dunk. That kind of put the exclamation point on that victory. I mean, good for him. Because he's, and there was a nice story that Ziegler did today, and Brian Dutcher referenced him and said, you know, he went through a time where he was really struggling. He couldn't make a shot. He was, you know, in there and it wasn't working. And he said, you know, with social media the way it is, he was taking a pounding from people out there. And you people got to realize these are college athletes, students. Be a little more careful on some of the criticism out there. They're young people.
Yeah.
You
Does
know?
It change now that they make money?
Maybe some, but still. I mean, I don't know. Hey, you got to keep it reasonable.
I would feel differently had, like, maybe the social media escalated as they... It's the same social media that they've been having since before they were making
That's
money.
That's true. Yeah.
I just... In some ways, it's really good practice for these young men.
Yeah.
But in some ways, it can be a detriment.
Can really
it, can,
be.
It can tear somebody
down. It can
down.
Tear you up. But this kid, you know, got it back together, came off the bench, and really was the hero of that victory on Friday night. So I was really happy for him. And our guy, Jalen House,
he didn't have one.
He didn't have a great game, and the fans enjoyed every minute of his struggles. I think he had five or six turnovers, and it was nice to see. But you know what? What I liked is the Aztecs didn't even, the team, the Aztecs, paid him no attention.
None.
They just went right on through and said, let's just dismantle New Mexico
they
and win the game.
They almost acted as though New Mexico wasn't even there.
That was a great job by the Aztecs. Their mindset was perfect for that game.
I don't think it was this game, but we did confirm, by the way, Bill Vinovich was the referee for the Aztecs game. I think it may have been on like Tuesday
game against Colorado State.
Like, how crazy is that? The guy just gets done doing the Super Bowl, and he's in Viejas Arena doing an Aztecs game 2 days later. That's pretty crazy.
That's what
UConn played Marquette over the weekend.
That's a great week right there if you're him.
Yeah, that is a great week. Marquette. Chris and I chose Marquette. UConn was a 7-point favorite in the game. Tony chose UConn, and UConn won, and it was a close one. 81-53.
Yeah.
28 points.
They smacked Marquette.
They smacked them. Both teams are in the top five going into the game. That was the highest spread in a matchup between two top five teams ever.
Oh, wow.
They beat
them
by 30 points. Jeez. That's never happened. UConn's looking awfully good.
I was about to say, it could be an omen moving forward. Like, UConn is touching up top five teams like this.
Yeah.
And we saw what they did last year against us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man. So they scare you.
Colorado State, 4-point favorite over Utah State on Friday. Chris and Tony chose Colorado State. I chose Utah State. If you can't tell, I'm having a really bad betting weekend.
Yes, you are.
Colorado State won another close one, 75-55.
Yeah.
So 20 points there. The West in the All-Star game. I watched a lot of the All-Star
God
game.
God bless your heart, Scraby.
I stopped watching as the game went along because they also stopped playing as the game went along.
There was something that told me before the game started, maybe it was all of the last couple of All-Star games, that this was not going to be worth watching. And so I elected not to watch. And I tell you, my face lit up when I checked my phone at the end of the first quarter and I saw that they were close to 50. I was like, I'm definitely not turning to this game now. I mean, I think by now everybody's heard we had the holiday yesterday, so you got time to sit at home and listen to everybody complain about how brutal this All-Star game was.
Yes, especially the old-time people.
Yeah. I mean, even some of the newer guys who had just retired were like,
this is terrible. Yeah.
Well, you leave an NBA player, an All-Star, open, he's going to make the shot.
Here's the thing. And I hope at some point Adam Silver, the Players Association, some of the players sit down and like in a room and remind each other that the All-Star game, although it's an exhibition, it is supposed to be like the best pickup game ever.
Yeah.
You go to, I mean, some of the local gyms, and I guarantee you some of these guys play harder in the off-season when they're playing these pickup games.
Yeah.
At least from a defensive standpoint.
They need to remember that a lot of people only watch the All-Star game.
Right.
And they think, my goodness, if this is what the NBA is, I'm not tuning back in.
There is a way to play in which you're not out trying to hurt each other. It was done for a long time. They get it, whether it was the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, they played some great All-Star
games. I think it was the 2002. I posted it. It was like the last 2 minutes of a game that featured Kobe Bryant, Steph, and it was a back and forth of good basketball, actual staying in front of somebody, and it made it more entertaining. I just think they got to get back to that.
Well, West were favored when we made the bet by 2.5 points.
And by the way,
game.
Chris called this.
Yes, he did.
He called this.
I told him in the break. All of us chose the West. We were wrong because the East won 211 to 186.
And Chris said this would be the first time somebody scores over 200 points.
It was with ease. With ease. The All-Star game over-under was 363. Chris said over. Tony and I said under, and it was over. 397 points.
I tell you, I mean, my man Damian Lillard was shooting half-court shots.
And making them.
Don't get me wrong. He's making them. Nobody in trying to guard him.
Luka shot a three-quarter shot on a regular offensive set one time.
He tweeted during halftime, which was hilarious. He said the analytics said that was what he was supposed to do, get a two-for-one.
He fired from the back.
court.
I enjoyed it for the most part.
Nah, it's not enjoyable.
I enjoyed the celebrity game more than I enjoyed the actual All-Star game.
You might be able to enjoy that, but you can't call that basketball.
Nah, that's not
basketball.
Okay. There was a time where those guys looked at one another like, oh, I'm measuring myself here today against whoever's in front of me.
All right. With all that said,
yes,
this hour is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Now, one guy, I don't know why he keeps getting lucky in life.
This is really perturbing.
Scraping. Oh, yeah.
Eli Manning. We may not be able to continue the show once he gets
started. He's brought it up before
we
came
on
here.
He's so irate about this.
Eli, I'm not irate at Eli, but he won the genetic lottery by being an NFL quarterback. He also won the life lottery by winning 2 Super Bowl MVPs and 2 Super Bowls. He's also winning the craps lottery because he made over $40,000 at the craps table. Apparently, he was in some casino in like Pennsylvania. I don't actually know if that's true, but he was there from 9:30 p.m. till after 2:30 a.m. It was actually the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, and so he was there winning, high-fiving everyone. But I just brought this up because why in the world does a guy like that get more luck? Like, come on. Come on! Luck deity?
You're the only one bothered by this. You're really the only one that is bothered by this. You also don't know how many times Eli Manning has lost gambling.
Yeah.
He doesn't report that.
Nobody yeah, you're
ever
right.
Nobody writes a story when he loses 10 grand, and
but
I
he
bet
seems
you
to
he
be
has.
Doing okay. But
you know, you know what would be scary to be saying if they did report to Eli, this guy over here wasting $10,000 gambling right now.
I wouldn't, but I accidentally
Scraby doesn't
off
like to see
music.
Anybody have a happy night.
I mean, he's had many a happy nights. He won 2 Super Bowls.
Is there a limit to how many happy nights you can have?
Yeah, the genetic lottery. You know,
just
come on.
It limits you. Once you get the genetic lottery, you gotta chill.
Don't get me started.
Don't
on
be having good luck,
Chris.
This is coming from somebody who's still looking to enjoy their first night.
Yes, it's true, Chris.
All right,
it
on
away.
The board tonight we have Utah State hosting the Aztecs, and we talked about this already. Big game for both teams. Utah State at home is a 2.5-point favorite. I'll just go right with the Aztecs. There's no way I could pick anything else. Tony.
The Aztecas.
The Aztecas. Scraby.
Aztecs.
All of us. Well, they got to win one of these on the road, and this is their last chance to get a big one. Jaden Ledee, 18.5 points. Over or under? Tony.
Over.
Over. Scraby.
You know, he was just named, let me go make
National
sure.
Player of the Week,
Thank
I believe.
You.
Oscar Robertson National
Player. That's what he was looking for, the official name is what he's looking for.
I am going to go over because of that.
Because of that?
What did Tony say?
He said over as well.
Right.
I'm going to, and I mean, he came on the show last week. You know what? I was going to give some credit to the Utah State guy who was going to be guarding him, Osador. The guy's first name is Great.
Great?
Yeah. The Utah State Center. His first name is Great, and he's a big guy just like Ledee. The two of them kind of canceled each other out in the first meeting.
That's a
but
tough
I'm going to go with Ledee tonight because he
to
came on the
to.
Show last week. Yeah, it is. I'll take over. St. Mary's, 7.5 over USF. Bring this up, A, because Scraby went to USF, B, because St. Mary's right now has the second longest winning streak in the nation.
They just blew out
They've
a team,
They've won 13 in a row.
Yeah, go St. Mary's.
The Aztecs beat them earlier this year, so that's the...
Keep winning.
That's why that's good. Scraby, you're first. You taking your Dons on the road?
Yes, I am taking them on the road. It's not really a road game. I mean, St. Mary's is like 45 minutes.
It's a
drive.
Road game.
Well, in that traffic, it's about an hour and a half, if you know what I mean.
Thanks for letting us know you know the way.
I take St. Mary's. Always take the home team in these college basketball games, except if it's Utah State. Tony.
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. UConn, number one in the nation, getting a big test tonight, or at least on paper they are. They are a 2.5-point favorite at Creighton. Creighton is in the top 15. We just discussed how UConn's been blowing everybody out. I'm going to take them again. UConn. Even on the road, even though normally these teams struggle on the road. Tony.
Yeah, no, it's UConn.
UConn anyway. Scrape?
Yeah, no, it's UConn.
All of us go to UConn. Nobody takes Creighton there. And one final game. We go to the ice for the Los Angeles Kings.
Come on, Kings!
1.5 goal favorite.
Them. They never do what they I want never, them to do. They're
against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets are last place in the Metropolitan Division.
Was it another two goal, 1.5 again?
Just 1.5. Kings are having a good enough season to be in the playoffs.
Now, they fired their coach, didn't they?
The Kings?
Oh, no, that was somebody else.
That was somebody else. Kings are the number 7 team in the West right now, so they're in the playoffs, but they got to keep winning. Tony, Kings?
No, I mean, they let me down on this 1.5 goal thing every time. But I'm gonna keep bumping my head. Go with the Kings.
Goes with the Kings. Scraby, you never get this right.
Blue Jackets.
Wow.
See, Scrape, smart man. You just you're not doing
little,
it again.
I'm little gonna go opposite of Scraby.
Little note for you guys. It's time to go to break.
All right, I'm done. Daily Gambit in the bank. Gwen and Chris rolls along. Don't forget, we're 10 minutes away from the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Traffic now.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know I teased Anthony Rendon and his comments, but we don't have enough time to really dive into it, so instead we'll focus on something that seems to bother Scraby. The 5+7 format of the college football playoff. Of course, college football officially adopted that format with the intentions of putting it in play for the 2024 season here coming up at the end of the year. As we explained, the five are the five top rated conference champions. And then the other seven spots are, what is it, the seven highest?
Seven highest ranked teams
or going?
Seven teams from the SEC.
However you
basically,
want to slice
we'll
it.
Fill in all the at-large spots. We know this.
This was a no-brainer. This was something that they tried to put in place last year, but they had a few holdouts, I think, from the Big Ten and maybe one or the other. Or I think, ironically, the Pac-12, I think, was the other conference that kind of held that up. So they weren't able to do it this year. Next year, though, it does seem like it's going to be in play. And this is kind of, as I said, a no-brainer for college football.
I hope it works in the sense, because
it's a no-brainer in terms of adding teams. Now, how these teams are added, we'll actually find out.
I'm looking out for the little guy, of course. I mean, I know that the ACC champion is going to be in the playoff, right?
Yep.
The Big Ten
in the playoff.
Going to be in the playoffs. Big 12 in the playoffs. SEC, all four. So that's four spots right there every year.
There's no more Power Five, by the way.
Right, there's a power four, which is
when they originally came up with this idea, there was a Power Five. So the idea was that every one of those conferences would get at least one.
Now there's only four to take a spot. So here's how it works for the Aztecs. They have to win the Mountain West, and in winning it, they have to be the highest ranked team among all the teams in Conference USA, Mid-American Conference, Sun Belt Conference, AAC. And now the AAC is normally the American Athletic Conference, but that one's been the one that would be the toughest for the Aztecs to crack. But now a lot of those teams have left.
That's right.
So that's where Kirk Kenny, you know, texted us last week or whenever we talked about this and said, you know, if the Mountain West is likely to be that fifth team just because that will be the best remaining conference.
Now that also is important, not just for the Aztecs to be good or to be competitive, but for the rest of the teams to be good, competitive, because that in essence helps your entire conference.
Correct. So the Aztecs have to be good and win what is judged to be the best conference, because we all know that the Aztecs could go 12-0, and that's, I mean, let's be realistic. They were 4-8 last year. 12-0 would be a hell of a jump for Sean Lewis in his first year.
In year one, yes, it would be.
But if they go 12-0, we know they're still not going to be ranked among the top 12 teams in the nation. So they would have to have an impressive enough 12-0 to gain that fifth spot. Because the seven at-large berths are going to go to the second, third, fourth place team in the SEC.
Yep.
In the Big 12 or the Big 10 or the ACC. We know this because we've been around college football long enough.
We've seen it.
Yes.
We've seen it unfold in front of our very eyes.
And the interesting thing, with a 12-team playoff, keep this in mind, the top four would get a bye in the first round, right? They wouldn't play. So that means that if you win the Big 12, Big 10, SEC, or ACC, you're probably not going to play in the first round. The other eight teams will play each other. If the Aztecs were to get in, they would probably be seeded 12th.
Right, they'd be in the back.
Even if they were 12-0. So they would draw the best at-large team in the first round, the team that's seeded 5th.
And that's 5 versus 12.
5 versus 12. So they're making it next to impossible for a team like the Aztecs to really compete for the national championship. But at least
there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
The door is a little bit ajar now, and I think that's what's nice about it, because it gives you something to play for during the course of the regular season, now, other than just your conference title.
I'll be fully transparent. As much as it is a chance, what I think is going to happen is somehow that 11th, 12th spot will go somewhere else. It'll go to however you want to slice it.
You think that they're going to still find a way to keep the Aztec? Because the Aztecs aren't going to win the Mountain West at 12-0. I mean, we're hoping for the greatest outcome possible.
Yes.
If they're 12-0, nobody's going to argue it. But if they win the conference, right, Tony, if they win the conference at 9-3, then somebody somewhere is going to say, we've got Florida State here that was 11-1, finished second in the ACC. They have to get in.
Or you look at it as there's a one-year window for it to happen. And then all of the pressure starts to mount.
Yes.
Well, what about the 11-1 team in this conference?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're talking SEC, Big
Ten. We've been around this way too long.
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I'm a glass full type of guy, but
you can't be glass full when it comes to the NCAA football.
No. I'm not. Sorry.
Agree with you.
All right. Is it me? It is me, huh? Let's get some break.
We have to give away something.
Oh, we do. And it's not me, by the way. It is me.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's give it away.
It says Tony in, Tony out.
Shut up.
A little behind the scenes on our doc, it says Tony in, Tony out, because we always forget.
I got lost. I was looking at Chris. Didn't see my name there. You're right, Scrape.
Mm-hmm.
Pair of tickets to see a home spring training game at the Peoria Complex. What are we doing for this? You'll qualify for the grand prize flyaway trip for two, including spring training tickets, a Southwest gift card, and a one-night hotel stay made possible by Peoria Sports Complex. Visit PeoriaBaseball.com. All right. For these tickets, the question is, who is the youngest player on the Padres 40-man roster? Go.
You take care of the paperwork there? On that?
What?
Did you take care of the paperwork on the prize?
I did, yes.
Well done. And the winner was?
Aiden.
Congratulations. Yes. Who was the answer?
His name, I want to get it right, and Aiden said it so great.
He did.
It was Jairo Iriarte.
Jairo Iriarte.
Yes,
youngest player on the 40-man roster.
He was born December 15th, 2001.
2001?
Yes.
We had some interesting guesses. Ethan Salas was a popular guess.
Sure. I knew that would have been.
Yeah, that was the...
But he's not on the 40-man roster.
No, he's not on the 40-man roster. He does not need to be protected on the 40-man roster as of yet.
Okay. Mm,
that time is coming.
Protection, I see. Yeah, so Jairo Iriarte. I was a junior, soon to be a senior in high school when he was born, which makes me feel very old.
2002?
2001.
No, he was born in 2001.
Yes. He was December 15th, 2001. So basically 2002.
December 15th, 2001?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sophomore year on the Mesa.
Young person. He'd been graduated for years. And then some. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:40 is the time. I already get into it. It's going to be our fantabulous sports game show. Tony usually wins these. Scraby usually struggles. And it's fun. And you can play along out there, see how well you can do. I'll give the guys a subject. They'll try to guess as many correct answers as possible. Before we get to it, let's check some traffic.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, away we go. I'm your host, Chris Ello. Your contestants, Matt Scraby on one side, Tony Gwynn Jr. on the other. There are 19 correct answers today, guys. And I will give you the category here shortly, and then you will begin to name off correct answers, hopefully. First person to 10 will win the game today, or three strikes, and you're out.
Ugh.
Tony has won the last two or three of these after Scraby did break through with a January win.
It's already been almost a month probably since they last won.
Probably so.
Unfortunately.
All right, here's today's category. Listen carefully because this is it's a tougher one because we have to narrow this down to exactly what the category is.
Okay.
Today's category, highest paid players in Major League Baseball.
Oh.
There are 19 guys that are getting paid $30 million or more season.
Are we talking AAV or are we talking total?
Annual average income.
Word.
Annual average income.
Currently.
Currently. For this coming season.
Yeah.
There are 19 guys at $30 million or more.
Mm.
I'm going to give you one off the top here.
Oh.
The highest paid Padre is Xander Bogaerts, according to Sports Track. At $25.4 million for this coming season.
Straight cash, homie.
And it's the annual average income.
You said the highest paid Padre.
He's the highest paid Padre.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Slash off everybody.
Remember,
changes a lot.
Remember annual average income.
Yes.
I don't want to give anything away, but hopefully you can kind of work around that description.
Mm.
Because the salaries are paid out in all kinds of different ways in Major League Baseball.
Word.
But this list is from Spot Track,
And I know this is where you go, Scraby, to get
he might have it memorized.
I don't, but
information on salaries. So.
I have been looking at a lot of salaries lately.
All right. 19 guys are making $30 million or more annual average income for this season. Scrape, you want to go first, or you want Tony to go first?
What do I usually do in this situation? And what
you
do
normally,
I,
you mess, whatever you,
normally
you do,
mess
you
mess
it up.
Is what
yeah,
you do.
That's normally what you do.
Do I normally go first?
No, I don't know. You do a little
right,
of both.
I'm going to go first.
It never works out, whatever way
I'm
you
gonna
go.
I'm going to go first. And
who are you naming?
First one on the list, Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, annual average income, $37 million. Correct. Scrape's right. on the board.
Woo.
Mike Trout is the seventh highest paid player in baseball. According, this again is according to Spot Track 2024 salary rankings. Annual average income, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Uh-oh.
You out already?
No, no.
You out already?
I'm sorry.
First shutout in the history
you
of
said,
the Fantabulous
you said
Sports
Mike
Game
Trout?
Show.
Yes.
I'll say Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. Tony... living dangerously.
Very dangerously.
Mookie Betts is
right
19th. $30 million.
Yeah, right on the dot.
He's right on the dot. $30 million exactly for Mookie Betts. He's 19th highest paid player in baseball. Scraby, you are up.
Well, we talked about him last
tie.
Week. Justin Verlander is making $43 million.
43.3 to be exact.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
Scraby, very good. He's tied for second place in the average income. So Verlander is correct. Scraby, nice start. You're off to a 2-1 lead. You can play along out there. See how many of the 19 high-paid players you can get. Tony.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. He's in there. Boy, again, Tony messing with the bottom of the list. Soto 17th. At $31 million. So that is correct, Tony. It doesn't matter where on the list you go.
Mm-mm.
As long as you're on the list, we're tied at two. Scraby, who do you have?
Yes,
annual
Scraby.
Average income.
Who do you have, buddy?
Okay. I want to take a second to ask.
He wants to take
is
a
this
second.
Active players?
It
only.
Is. How much guys are making, the 19 guys that are making $30 million
or more in
2024?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how else other to say
no,
that.
No, I know. I just don't want to go
shot.
That route yet. So
okay.
I'm going to go with the other pitcher, Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer tied with Verlander, 43.3. Mm.
That was a good one, dog.
Very good.
Thanks,
Scraby
dog.
Leads 3-2. you haven't named number 1, 4, 5... 6, and on down the road, but it's early. There are 14 correct answers remaining. Tony.
How about Nolan Arenado?
Mm-hmm. Nolan Arenado, yeah. I didn't know he was getting paid that well, but he is.
Mm-hmm. He's getting paid a handsome fee.
He's doing
there.
Okay. $35 million for a guy that wasn't even a finalist for the Gold Glove last year. And I want to just add, because I always pick on Nolan Arenado for some unknown reason. Well, I know the reason. But he had to play some really... poor defense not to be a finalist. And the reason I say that is because he's an automatic Gold Glove winner every year.
No
so
one,
he'd almost have to play himself out of that,
yeah.
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm picking on him because he always beats Manny out for every award. All right, 3-3. Tony, or no, Scraby's turn here with 13 correct answers remaining. Scrape.
What about Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper. Gonna have to give yourself a strike. Bryce Harper, 23rd on the list at $27.5 million.
He's not on
there.
Sorry,
he's checking
player.
His answers on his phone right
Bryce.
Now.
Oh, goodness. I mean, the thing, it's one thing to win and lose. It's another thing to just flat out claim on, you know,
pretty,
national public radio that
diabolical.
Your partner is a cheater.
It's pretty diabolical.
He's my opponent. He's not my partner.
For now, right?
Yes.
He's kicking me to the curb.
Well,
there.
He will be a partner again after the game is over.
And then we'll be back on the same page.
Diabolical.
Yeah, that's pretty cold.
Hey, look, Mike Schultz on MLB Network right now.
Good. Has he got one of those
dressed
silly...
nice,
oh, no.
too.
He looks nice. He looks better than he normally does with that silly yellow hat.
Why do you have such a problem with the yellow hat?
He's
don't
not.
Like him.
Chris is not a feeler of the
yellow
feel
hat.
The yellow hat.
Padre yellow hats this year.
Anyway.
How about a Garrett Cole?
Garrett Cole, $36 million.
I had him on the list.
You didn't
He's number
use him,
eight.
Though.
He's number eight. He's right behind Mike Trout in annual average income. And Tony takes the lead 4-3. There are 12 correct answers remaining. Mr. Scraby, you could use one here since you're down a strike.
Well, what? I don't know. I'm going to go in a weird direction.
Where you going,
don't
buddy?
Don't get hurt.
No, I'm going to go with the one buddy? That came to me before the other one. So I'm going to say Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman is $27 million. Ranks 25th on the list. That's two strikes. For this Are you intentionally just trying to save the guy who's at number one?
I don't know who it is. I can't think of who's number one right now.
All right. That's fine. Tony, it's your turn.
I would have thought Verlander was number one. Because there's one guy.
There's one guy that you and I are definitely thinking of, but I don't know how we could consider
him. His average salary is what it is, not what he's making this year. Necessarily.
Okay, we got to take him off the list.
We have to take him off the list.
Because we both thought the same thing.
We're thinking the same thing.
Don't guess him. Leave him for scraping.
Right. We'll leave him. I don't want a gimme. Just take him off the list.
No, it's. Everybody knows it.
All right.
Are we going to say who we're talking about?
Not yet.
Not yet. We'll just save it for the end. How about baseball's favorite son? Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I did.
He's on the list. $38 million a year.
Whoa!
Sixth highest paid player in all of Major League Baseball.
My goodness.
Shout out to Ant Dog.
Yeah. Hi, Anthony. How are you? We're all good. We'll talk about him more later. All right, Scraby, you can use number one now. You know, just use it.
Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, $70 million. That's his annual average income. That's his annual
income. That does throw me off because...
Well, I'm not trying to throw anybody off. I mean, he's $70 million. That's what he makes on average per year. And that's why I said it as many times as I could.
No, I know.
I was trying to lead you guys to that.
I know.
All right.
That's insanity, though. He makes $70 million.
That's what he makes on average. All right. The score is 5-4. Tony's ahead, and Scraby has two strikes.
Did you end up using Shohei?
I did.
Let me go ahead and put that one down.
So Scraby is, he's in a dire straits here. There are 10 correct answers remaining. We're looking for the 19 Major League Baseball players who make more than $30 million a year, or actually $30 million or more, since Mookie Betts is exactly at $30 million. Tony Gwynn Jr., searching.
How about Michael/Giancarlo Stanton.
Hmm. Mike Stanton.
Wow.
I forgot that was his name. It's been so long, but he was
Giancarlo.
Yes, he was Mike Stanton. $32 million for Mike Giancarlo Stanton. That is correct.
My goodness.
Stanton ranks 15th in Major League Baseball in average annual income. Scraby, I don't want to help you, but maybe that will help you get another one. All right. Just trying to keep the game moving along.
Who was just said?
Don't worry about it.
Jeez, wait. Just giving them answers.
Oh, Giancarlo, that's it. Aaron Judge, I'm not sure if he makes over $30 million.
Are you asking or telling me?
Aaron Judge, I'm being serious.
He just signed last year for $40 million a year.
I didn't realize it was that much. But it is the average annual
income. $40 million for Judge. Mm-hmm. Scraby, you got the top four answers on the board, but you're still trailing 6-5.
I got a few up my sleeve wrong.
Better get ready to unleash them.
I'm ready. Two strikes to none.
Tony's turn. Tony.
You just used Aaron Judge. How about Jacob DeGrom?
Tony is not good at this. Unbelievable. Oh, wow. $40 million as well for Jacob DeGrom. He's tied with Aaron Judge for fourth place on the list. That's crazy. Scherzer, Verlander, DeGrom are three of the top five. Are any of them going to pitch this year? I guess Verlander will after a little problem or two.
You know who has no problem taking the ball? He gets paid a lot of money. We got him on this list. Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, that's right.
He don't miss very many starts.
Yeah, he didn't miss any last year.
Even if he is struggling, he's out there.
Good for
which
him.
Is very Spider rare.
Tech is very good.
All right, 7-5.
No one got
we
that.
Got, what'd you say?
I said Spider Tech is very good.
Oh, stop. Cheating. Scraby's getting a cheating reference in there. All right, 7 answers left, Scraby. You need a bunch of them here. Get one.
I'm just going to go with one of the highest paid guys I can think of right now, and that would be Corey Seager.
Get one, Scrape.
Who?
Corey Seager. If you don't know, I'm doing Rob Manfred.
Thank you, Rob Manfred. Corey Seager and Nolan Arenado make the same. $35 million apiece. That is correct. Scraby, nicely done. 7-6. Six answers left. You guys are doing pretty well. Two strikes on Scraby, none on Tony.
I don't like that Scraby is taking names off my list here.
I told you, I got a few up my sleeve.
Yeah,
how about the guy that no one wanted to pass? His physical last year. Mm. How about a little Carlos Correa?
Sure.
How does Tony know all this?
I don't know how he does.
$33.3 million for Carlos Correa of the Minnesota Twins. I didn't even know the Minnesota Twins had that much money as a franchise,
don't
frankly.
Take my shirt off.
I don't think they knew until it came back to them.
8-6 in favor of Tony. Scrabe, you're down 2-5 answers left. These are, I mean, we're getting down to nitty-gritty here. Who do you got, Scrabe?
Can I do
five answers
remaining?
I need
to do some calculations on the calculator.
Well, it's your show, and I'm only have a certain amount of time, you figure it out.
That's not it.
That's not it.
I'm going to put this one on there. I'm not sure about it.
I'm going to scratch off that one. He's not it.
I can't give you any hints.
He's not it!
I was going to show the YouTube folks my final couple answers I have, but Scraby picked his head up, so.
He might have seen.
Yeah.
Mm. You didn't want to give it away.
Can't let him see.
If Bryce Harper's not on the list.
Bryce Harper was close.
He was close.
If Manny Machado's not on the list.
Manny's not quite there. Close, brother.
If Fernando's not on the list.
No. Yeah, man.
All right, well. Oh, wow, we got to get going. I'm just going to maybe end the game right here. Marcus Semien.
Marcus Semien!
Who's he?
He's the second baseman for the Rangers.
Yeah, he doesn't make enough. So that's the game. Tony wins it 8-6 today. Eli's left 5 correct answers on the board. Let's hear his music. I mean,
don't shortchange him.
His great, celebration music.
You could have said Francisco Lindor.
That's why I said the Fernando thing, because I knew he made just a little
bit
more than Fernando.
You could have said, I think, Chris, you got to check me on this one, Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Is Francisco Lindor on the list?
Yeah.
How is Fernando not on the list, but Lindor is? They basically have the same contract.
Annual average.
What is Lindor's annual
34 something something.
Fernando.
Remember his contract, he put his money was kind of the higher.
It's AAV.
Yeah. Come on,
but
man.
Fernando has an AAV of the same.
No. Again, I'm using Sports Track as my source.
We gotta go.
I'll give you the rest of the answers.
We're gonna argue about this in the break.
Well, you guys will probably argue about it when we come back.
Win a chicken dinner.
Chris's versus the fans. Your chance to play trivia is the fans. I know it's now. I was hurrying.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, away we go. I'm your host, Chris Ello. Your contestants, Matt Scraby on one side, Tony Gwynn Jr. on the other. There are 19 correct answers today, guys. And I will give you the category here shortly, and then you will begin to name off correct answers, hopefully. First person to 10 will win the game today, or three strikes, and you're out.
Ugh.
Tony has won the last two or three of these after Scraby did break through with a January win.
It's already been almost a month probably since I last won.
Probably so.
Unfortunately.
All right, here's today's category. Listen carefully because this is it's a tougher one because we have to narrow this down to exactly what the category is.
Okay.
Today's category, highest paid players in Major League Baseball.
Oh.
There are 19 guys that are getting paid $30 million or more
Are we talking AAV or are we talking total?
Annual average income.
Word.
Annual average income.
Currently.
Currently. For this coming season.
Yeah.
There are 19 guys at $30 million or more.
Mm.
I'm going to give you one off the top here.
Oh.
The highest paid Padre is Xander Bogaerts, according to Sports Track. At $25.4 million for this coming season.
Straight cash, homie.
And it's the annual average income.
You said the highest paid Padre.
He's the highest paid Padre.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Slash off everybody.
Remember,
changes a lot.
Remember annual average income.
Yes.
I don't want to give anything away, but hopefully you can kind of work around that description.
Mm.
Because the salaries are paid out in all kinds of different ways in Major League Baseball.
Word.
But this list is from Spot Track, and I know this is where you go, Scraby, to get.
Oh, he might have it memorized.
I don't.
Information on salaries. So.
I have been looking a lot of salaries lately.
All right. 19 guys are making $30 million or more annual average income for this season. Scraby, you want to go first, or you want Tony to go first?
What do I usually do in this situation? And what
you normally
I,
you mess
whatever
you,
you do,
mess
you mess it up. Yeah, that's normally what you do.
Do I normally go first?
No, I don't know. You do a little
all right,
of both.
I'm gonna go first.
It never works out. Whatever way
I'm
you
gonna
go.
I'm gonna go first. And
who are you naming?
First one on the list, Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, annual average income $37 million. Correct. Scraby's right. On the board.
Woo.
Mike Trout is the seventh highest paid player in baseball. According to Spot Track 2024 salary rankings, annual average income, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Uh-oh.
You out already?
No, no.
You out already?
I'm sorry.
First shutout in the history of the Fantabulous Sports
Mike
Game
Trout?
Show.
Yes.
I'll say Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. Tony... Living dangerously.
Very dangerously.
Mookie Betts
right
is 19th. $30 million.
Yeah, right on the dot.
He's right on the dot. $30 million exactly for Mookie Betts. He's 19th highest paid player in baseball. Scraby, you are up.
Well, we talked about him last
tie.
Week. Justin Verlander is making $43 million.
43.3 to be exact.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
Scraby, very good. He's tied for second place in the average income. So Verlander is correct. Scraby, nice start. You're off to a 2-1 lead. You can play along out there. See how many of the 19 high-paid players you can get. Tony.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. He's in there. Boy, again, Tony messing with the bottom of the list. Soto 17th at $31 million. So that is correct, Tony. It doesn't matter where on the list you go. Mm-mm. As long as you're on the list, mm-hmm. we're tied at two. Scraby, who do you have?
Yes,
annual
Scraby.
Average income.
Who do you have, buddy?
Okay. I want to take a second to ask.
He wants to take
a
second.
Active players?
It
only.
Is. How much guys are making, the 19 guys that are making $30 million
or more in 2024? Yes, sir.
I don't know how else other to say that.
No, I know. I just don't want to go that route yet. So
okay.
I'm going to go with the other pitcher, Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer tied with Verlander, 43.3. Mm.
That was a good one, dog.
Very good.
Thanks,
Scraby
dog.
Scraby leads 3-2. You haven't named number 1, 4, 5, 6, and on down the road, but it's early. There are 14 correct answers remaining. Tony.
How about Nolan Arenado? Mm.
Nolan Arenado, yeah. I didn't know he was getting paid that well, but he is.
Mm-hmm. He's getting paid a handsome fee.
He's
feeder.
Doing okay. $35 million for a guy that wasn't even a finalist for the Gold Glove last year. And I want to just add, because I always pick on Nolan Arenado for some unknown reason. Well, I know the reason. But he had to play some really poor defense not to be a finalist. And the reason I say that is because he's an automatic Gold Glove winner every year. No, so he'd almost have to play himself out of that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm picking on him because he always beats Manny out for every award. All right, 3-3. Scraby's turn here with 13 correct answers remaining. Scrape.
What about Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper. Gonna have to give yourself a strike. Bryce Harper, 23rd on the list at $27.5 million.
He's not on
there.
Sorry,
he's checking his answers on his phone right now.
Oh, goodness. I mean, the thing, it's one thing to win and lose. It's another thing to just flat out claim on, you know,
pretty,
national public radio that
diabolical.
Your partner is a cheater.
It's pretty diabolical.
He's my opponent. He's not my partner.
For now, right?
Yes.
He's kicking me to the curb.
Well,
there.
He will be your partner again after the game is over.
And then we'll be back on the same page.
Diabolical.
Yeah, that's pretty cold.
Hey, look, Mike Schultz on MLB Network right now.
Good. Has he got one of those
dressed
silly...
Dressed nice, too.
He looks nice. He looks better than he normally does with that silly yellow hat.
Why do you have such a problem with the yellow hat?
He's not. Like Chris is not a feeler of the
yellow
feeler
hat.
Yellow hat.
Padre yellow hats this year.
Anyway.
How about a Garrett Cole?
Garrett Cole, $36 million.
I had him on the list.
He's number 8. He's number 8. He's right behind Mike Trout in annual average income. And Tony takes the lead 4-3. There are 12 correct answers remaining. Mr. Scraby, you could use one here since you're down a strike.
Well, what? I don't know. I'm going to go in a weird direction.
Where are you going,
don't
buddy?
Don't get hurt.
No, I'm not
where
going
you
with
going,
the one
buddy?
That came to me before the other one. So I'm going to say Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman is at $27
Yowza.
Million. Dollars. Ranks 25th on the list. That's two strikes. For this are you intentionally just trying to save the guy who's at number one?
I don't
or
actually.
You don't know
I'm
who
not.
It is?
I can't think of who's number one right now.
All right, that's fine. Does
that's
Tony?
Fine.
It's your turn.
I would have thought Verlander was number one. Because there's one guy.
There's one guy that you and I are definitely thinking of, but I don't know how we could
his
consider
average
him.
Salary is what it is, not what he's making this year. Necessarily.
Okay, oh, we got to take him off the list.
I'm not taking him off the list.
No, we have to take him off the list because we both thought the same thing.
We're thinking the same thing.
Don't guess him.
I'm not
going to
use
him. Right.
We'll leave him.
No, I don't want a gimme. Just take him off the list.
No, it's. I mean, everybody knows it.
All right.
Are we going to say who we're talking about?
Not yet.
Not yet. We'll just save it for the end. How about baseball's favorite son? Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
I thought
Anthony
about it.
Anthony Rendon.
I did.
He's on the list. $38 million a year.
Whoa!
Sixth highest paid player in all of Major
My
League Baseball.
Goodness.
Shout out to Ant Dog.
Yeah. Hi, Anthony. How are you? We're all good. That's we'll talk about him more later. All right, Scraby, you can use number one now. You know, just use it.
Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, $70 million. That's his annual
I'll
average
take
income.
It, actually.
That's his annual average income.
That does throw me off because...
Well, I'm not trying to throw anybody off. I mean, he's $70 million. That's what he makes on average per year. And that's why I said it as insanity. Many times as I could.
No, I know.
I was trying to lead you guys to that.
I know.
All right.
That's
very
insanity,
good.
Though, he makes $70 million.
That's what he makes on average. All right. The score is 5-4. Tony's ahead, and Scraby has 2 strikes.
Did you end up using Shohei?
I did.
Let me go ahead and put that
one down.
So Scraby is, he's in a dire straits here. There are 10 correct answers remaining. We're looking for the 19 Major League Baseball players who make more than $30 million a year, or actually $30 million or more, since Mookie Betts is exactly at $30 million. Tony Gwynn Jr., searching.
How about Michael / Giancarlo Stanton.
Mike Stanton.
Wow.
I forgot that was his name. It's been so long, but he was
Giancarlo, I should say, not Giancarlo.
Yes, he was Mike Stanton. $32 million for Mike Giancarlo Stanton. That is correct.
My goodness.
Stanton ranks 15th in Major League Baseball in average annual income. Scraby, I don't want to help you, but maybe that will help you get another one. All right. Just trying to keep the game moving along.
Who was just said?
Don't worry about it.
Jeez, wait. Just giving him answers.
Oh, Giancarlo, that's it. Aaron Judge, I'm not sure if he makes over $30 million.
Are you asking or telling me?
Aaron Judge, I'm being serious.
He just signed last year for $40 million a year.
I didn't realize it was that much. I thought maybe they, but it is the average annual
average income. $40 million for Judge. Mm-hmm. Scraby, you got the top 4 answers on the board, but you're still trailing 6-5.
I got a few up my sleeve wrong.
Better get ready to unleash them.
I'm ready. Two strikes to none.
Tony's turn. Tony.
You just used Aaron Judge. How about Jacob DeGrom?
Tony is good at this. Unbelievable. Oh, wow. $40 million as well for Jacob DeGrom. He's tied with Aaron Judge for 4th place on the list. That's crazy. Scherzer, Verlander, DeGrom are 3 of the top 5. Are any of them going to pitch this year? I guess Verlander will after a little problem or two.
You know who has no problem taking the ball? He gets paid a lot of money? We got him on this list. Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, that's right.
He don't miss very many starts.
Yeah, he didn't miss any last
even,
year.
Yeah, even if he is struggling, he's out there.
Good for
which
him.
Is very Spider rare.
Tech is very good.
All right, 7-5.
No one got
we
that.
Got, what'd you say?
I said Spider Tech is very good.
Oh,
stop.
Cheating.
It.
Scraby's getting a cheating reference in there. All right, 7 answers left, Scraby. You need a bunch of them here. Get one.
I'm just going to go with one of the highest paid guys I can think of right now, and that would be Corey Seager.
Get one, Scrabe.
Who?
Corey Seager.
If you don't know, I'm doing Rob Manfred.
Thank you, Rob Manfred. Corey Seager and Nolan Arenado make the same. $35 million apiece. That is correct. Scraby, nicely done. 7-6. 6 answers left. You guys are doing pretty well. 2 strikes on Scraby, none on Tony.
I don't like that Scraby is taking names off my list here.
I told you, I got a few up my sleeve.
Yeah,
how about the guy that no one wanted to pass? His physical last year. Mm. How about a little Carlos Correa?
Sure.
How does Tony know all this?
I don't know how he does.
$33.3 million for Carlos Correa of the Minnesota Twins. I didn't even know the Minnesota Twins had that much money as a franchise, frankly.
Take my shirt off.
I don't think they knew until it came back to them.
8-6 in favor of Tony. Scrabe, you're down 2, 5 answers left. We're getting down to nitty gritty here. Who do you got, Scrabe?
Can I do
5 answers remaining.
I need to do some calculations on the calculator.
Well, it's your show, and we only have a certain amount of time, you figure it out.
That's not it.
That's not it.
I'm going to put this one on there. I'm not sure about him.
I'm going to scratch off that one. He's not it.
I can't give you any hints.
He's not it!
I was going to show the YouTube folks my final couple answers I have, but Scraby picked his head up.
He might have seen.
Yeah.
They didn't want to give it away.
Can't let him see.
If Bryce Harper's not on the list.
Bryce Harper was close.
He was close.
If Manny Machado's not on the list.
Manny's not quite
there. He was close, brother.
If Fernando's not on the list.
No. Yeah, man.
All right, well. Oh, wow, we got to get going. I'm just going to maybe end the game right here. Marcus Simeon.
Who's he?
He's the second baseman for the Rangers.
Yeah, he doesn't make it up. So that's the game. Tony wins it 8-6 today. Eli's left 5 correct answers on the board. Let's hear his music. I mean, the guy. Don't shortchange him. His great, celebration
you
music.
You could have said Francisco Lindor.
That's why I said the Fernando thing, because I knew he made just a little
you
bit more than Fernando.
You could have said, I think, Chris, you have to check me on this one. Alex Bregman?
Yeah.
Is Francisco Lindor on the list?
Yeah.
How is Fernando not on the list, but Lindor is? They basically have the same contract.
Annual, average.
What is Lindor's annual
34 something something.
Fernando.
Remember his contract, he put his money was kind of the higher.
It's AAV.
Yeah. Come on,
but
man.
Fernando has an AAV of the same.
No? Again, I'm using Sports Track as my source.
We gotta go.
I'll give you the rest of the answers.
We're gonna argue about this in the break.
Well, you guys will probably argue about it when we come back.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Chris's versus the fans. Your chance to play trivia is
the fans.
I know it's now. I was hurrying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.